About a dozen beekeepers, organic farmers, and concerned citizens spoke before the Dallas County Commissioner's Court. Syndicated gardening show host Howard Garrett said aerial pesticide spraying is harmful and it doesn't work.
It misses most of the adult mosquitoes, and it misses all of the larvae.
Garrett recommended biological agents to kill mosquito larvae before they hatch, fly, and bite, and adding the tiny Gambusia fish to creeks, ponds, and other water sources. It eats mosquito eggs.
I recommend that the city of Dallas and the county and other cities get involved in raising these. They're very easy to grow. Kids should be encouraged to raise these things, and a whole comprehensive program should be set up for their distribution and release.
Garrett and others advocated year-round mosquito monitoring with traps, testing, and treatment. Commissioner John Wiley Price says it's going to take commitment and cash.
In your various cities, what kind of commitment, budgetary commitment, have they made to increase their position? Now, the city of Dallas has gone to at least 90 traps, year-round surveillance.
County Judge Clay Jenkins supports the increased surveillance and aggressive larvaciding, but he also defends aerial spraying.
The aerial spraying stopped the epidemic and saved lives. I hope this monitoring will lead us to never getting into epidemic phases again.
Others speaking before commissioners told of rashes, trouble breathing following the aerial spraying last August. Judge Jenkins asked them to provide their stories and medical documentation to pass along before a Centers for Disease Control report on the West Nile response comes out early next year.
As it stands right now, the information that the state and the federal government has, as well as the information that I have, is that the aerial spraying did not cause damage to bees, mammals, or people.
Beekeeper Brandon Pollard says he lost a lot of bees this year to ground and aerial spraying. Organic farmer Tom Spicer told commissioners it did damage to his business, too.
Pretty much everyone has pointed out the problems and some of the more intelligent solutions. So all I can say is please don't spray me, bro.
BJ Austin, KERA News.